Because 4:07, the last portion, this is a great challenge for the brothers. And during the SSC, I choose this one for that's E2 and J1, all different sound. This is a good training their voice. Thank God. But you're smart enough to choose which one your tone, so you're different. Thank God. The first time I attend the MYTS is, I think 1994. At that time, so we have about 40 some students. And after I get married, and then I attend the MYTS in the Philadelphia. I really thank God because I lost about 6 pounds there. Actually, after I get married, I gained 5 pounds and about 5-6 pounds, and then lose. So I come back to my own. So I really thank God. So anybody wants to diet, you better come to MYTS. True, really. Also, as spiritually and also physically, God bless us. And so I hope that this last week, I'm sure you bless. You know, such a wonderful place. You have a wonderful prayer. And also the class, I think it benefit to you. Have you noticed, because my note is the least one? It's that much blessing in the MITS. So only just a few pages. But once you look at it, everything is, I try to fit it into three. Have you noticed? three. So all chapter, I try to push myself into the three, one to three, each chapter. So hopefully it helps you, this note. There's a little further notes I prepared, and I gave it back there to later the project that one. Which one we talk about before? That's I am, second I am. Second I am, we go to second I am. Yeah, second I am. Of course, later we can continue further in the second, you know, when we go reach to chapter 8, we can go to second I am. But here's the underlying. Please forgive me because I'm a Korean, so my speaking is Konglish, so not English. So I hope you can understand. So sometimes I say because Korean, they had to pronounce L and the R sounds. So sometimes the word and the word is same thing. So actually it fit into the book of John because, you know, the word become flesh. So he came to this word. So word, a word. So not much difference. It is, you know, as it is. So you can clarify yourself to if you're surely not too clear, then let me know. Then you can correct me. My children try to correct my English, but still, it's very hard. R sound, the L sound, it's kind of still kind of, my tongue is short, it's very tough to do that. So, but anyway, the you can help me. And so, anyways, I'm the light of the world. And light of the world. Yeah, so we can, because the book of John theme, you find out the book of John, you can see the, from the beginning, you can find out the darkness. So the John think about whole this world is darkness. But when he came to this world as a light, the light has a life. This life is become our hope. So we become our living hope. But at that time, so most of people, because they like the dwelling in the darkness, so they don't want to see the light. So actually, they're against the light. So the force of darkness, it seems like overpower him, because it seems like catch him and then put him on the cross. But that becomes true glory of God. It is amazing the story, you know. we can call the sometimes things that happen, but it seems like a loser but turn out to be great winner. That's the story. We really thank God that we, the Lord Jesus, He Himself, I am the light of the world. There's a woman came to Jesus and want to commit adultery. It's not by her will, but because it's forced by the people brought into the Jesus. Only one thing for her, the hope. Somebody give her mercy. Somebody give her to have another life. There's a chance. So that's what she's seeking for, actually. When Jesus mentioned that the one who doesn't have a sin, pick up the stone and first stone to her. When Jesus says, from the adult toward the young, they see themselves, their conscience. They are sinner too. So no one can pick up the stone and then stone to her. So all disappear. Later only the woman and Jesus. One thing I see there, this woman actually run away from the sin. Have you thought about that? This woman also walk away from there. If you're a woman, because this is a sister already. If you're a woman there, what are you gonna do? I'm so shameful maybe. When I look around, no one stone to me, then it's better to run away. So avoid the situation. Run away. I'm sure because if she run away from the boundary at that time, she has no chance to be to receive the grace of Jesus at that time. But she stayed there until the Lord Jesus says something to her. There was something that he said to her is so precious. No one condemn you, right? I do not condemn you either. But go sin no more. Very precious word. Give a hope, chance. So because I am the light of the world. Remember, because you and I in our life, remember you are not the strong. I'm not the strong in this world. Don't think that because I pray every day 30 minutes. Because I read the Bible about 5 times, you can just yourself, you're very strong yourself. Don't probably, once you think that you stand, remember, you might fall too. So always remember, we are not that strong. So the thing is, we always seeking the grace of God. We are sinner. The First John chapter 1, if anybody says that there's a righteous yourself, if you say no sin, then actually you are sinner. When Jesus mentioned they bring the two Pharisees and a tax collector, they come to pray in the temple of God. Who's the one truly be received the grace of God? When both of them pray to God, yes, the both of them, they, one of the Pharisees come up in the close to, it seems like physically close to God, yet his heart is distanced from God. Why? Because of his own righteousness. Actually, he doesn't need God's grace at all. When he come to temple of God, when he pray to God, he doesn't need the grace of God, actually. Because I'm a great man. I have done everything what you say, which means I don't need you. I myself enough to be just, justify himself. I have a righteous, I'm a righteous man. But the other one, I can be even not close to the temple, toward the front, but he sit down there. He's just pounding his chest. I'm a sinner. The man that actually seeking for the grace of God. If Christians, once you think, always think about it, if your life and my life, we reach up to the stage that we are better than others, we think about at the moment. Remember, that's actually a very dangerous moment as a Christian. Because maybe later on when you go to church, go back to church, after a few times NYTS, and maybe because you become a church board member later on, maybe you become a pastors, you can be anybody in the church maybe, but if you lose your true humility, if you do not know you or your own self, the problem is from there. the spiritual righteousness actually killed us, destroyed us. So we have to be careful. But how we can, we have to keep our entire life as a true humility. We are sinners. So when Apostle Paul, his ministry, why his ministry was successful? Because he remembered where he came from. He always remember where I came from. Because at the beginning, in as a Pharisee, he persecuted Christians. When Stephen died at the moment of stoning, when everybody stoned to him, he actually stand there holding the cross, which means everybody stoned to him, because he's the one to judge upon that. He's the deserved to death. So the people, kill him. Look at the book of Acts chapter 7. Who such a vividly see that how he died? I thought about it. Have you thought about that? In the book, the book of Acts chapter 7. He died on the moment. Who's the one see that his death? Such a clear way. Even what he says, the written in the book, book of Acts. Who's the one next to hear all what he says? Well, this is a guessing. Of course, it's not Bible say. Don't believe that this is what I say. But this is my guessing. I think Apostle Paul, because he next to him, he saw it. How he died, what he said in his mouth. He saw that. And so when he on the way to Damascus, he struck by the light. This light just struck to him. And when I look at the book of John, Jesus is light. His light. His light is very personal. Have you noticed that? He came to this world as a light. Yeah. Anybody who can see his light and then believe in him, and then they have eternal life. But this light is not just anybody, the sun come up from the east. Wow, there's a sun light. It's not that kind of light. This light is spiritual light. Anybody who opened their heart, anybody who humbled themselves, anybody think that they are sinner, they can see this light. This is the grace of God. So we Christian life, if we can understand the grace of God, that means we can understand the love of God. No one have seen him truly face, yet through the love of Christ, we can face to him. So grace of God, I am the light of the world. Yeah, it's a simple word. But in our life, your life and my life, truly, his light strike us. Your heart, my heart. If his light doesn't move your heart, that means still we are like a blind. Because chapter 9 is very symbolic, that's why. Once you look at the chapter 9, there's a born blind man. His eyes was open. He came to Jesus, and Jesus find out him, and then, do you want to believe in him? Savior, the Lord Jesus. Yeah, I want to worship. I want to worship him. Who is it? I am the one. Rebuilt him. He worshiped in him. And then later talking about the issue about the blindness. Blindness. Why the Pharisees, their sinners remain with them? Because they think they can see it. Yet they cannot see anything. So actually that becomes their judgment. Jesus came to this world, but these people doesn't want to see the light. So we are Christian, we are baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. We receive the grace of God. How much we appreciate the grace of God. Truly, truly, this grace works within us. Our life is truly changed by the grace of God. We have to think about it. There's a lot of temptation, we know, because I think it's your generations. We know out there is full, we can say, full of access. Because SSC, we do not allow computer, right? Also, the smartphone doesn't allow. It is a smartphone, really. Nowadays, a smartphone is a smartphone. Now the kids, they have a smartphone on the servers. They make smart themselves. Instead of listening to the word of God, these little things smart themselves, and that's the problem. But Because I thought it's, but anyway, if my memory come back, then I share with you. I mean, sin can be access. Do you know, the sin in this world, don't you think a sin coming into this room now, if you want it, coming into you? Your decisions. If you truly understand the grace of God, your heart draw near to God, truly. But if your heart is not away from God, you know, all the messages what we share with you, all the class that we have, this the study the Bible and the things that this, all this, it becomes like a, just like, you know, echo coming into the other one and going out, away from you. You know, have you passing, sometimes when you look at the freeway, just passing through all this is car. Sounds there, but nothing. The same things. It's because faith has come from the understanding of grace of God. Understanding of grace of God. So don't think that we always open our eyes because we believe 10 years. And say, I believe this much, so I know everything. We have to be humble ourselves. In order to receive the light, we have to be humble ourselves. When First Timothy, when he mentioned that, right? He's the sinner among the sinners. He is chapter 1:15. It's okay, you don't have to write because you know already. And then it is trustworthy, deserving full acceptance. Christ coming into the world, the coming into the world to save sinner, among whom I am foremost of all. So he himself think that I'm the foremost sinner. With a sinner, he himself served God. With a sinner himself. It doesn't mean that he's a sinner, because his sin is washed away already. Yet, such attitude, such motivation, help him. So always the light upon to his life. Remember the thorn in his body? Thorn in his body. It becomes his light all the time. Remember who he is. He knows the power come from above. Power come from above, not come from him. Things that are coming to messages, it's not from him, but it's from God. So he understood that. So he can be strong himself because he always received the grace of God. His walk on the light. So hope that you and I, we walk on the light. Once we walk on the light, there's a life. There's a life. There's abundance of blessings. When we have a most joyful and exciting, when we have a energy, don't you think so? When after lunch, you take the lunch and then and brain start to not working, you know, the no energy. That you know, because you have no energy, you know, looking for the place to lay down. During my NYTS, I always, I don't know how smart here, but myself couldn't stand the 2 weeks. So I choose, afternoon, one of the hour, I choose next to each other, let's take a nap. But if anything, just wake me up. 5 minutes nap, 5 minutes nap. Now your turn, you 5 minutes. My 5 minutes. But 2 weeks, I know it's very physically, very very demands, I know, from morning to all the way to night. But actually, when I was in Korea, that we have a, we do not have, at that time, so we do not have air condition, so we have no this pew, only just fan just turn around, still sticky, but he was very grateful at that time, and then 7-8 hours. Sometimes even like a sister falling because too cannot stand it, too tired. But because of such a condition, I'm sure because it's acceptable. At that time, too much, I feel. That's no good too. As too much is only just few minutes breaks and another class. Oh, it was tough. I'm not talking about this, but I'm talking about the energy. Energy, you know, that's full of life. Where it comes from, where this, the energy and the full of life come from? Come from God. When you see the light, when you understand the grace of God, you can tell that there is energy. These energies come from God. So that's why the book of John chapter 1, and he mentioned that there's a life. Light, but this is life. Sometimes your Christian life, when you sometimes you're losing your momentum. Sure. Because when you go to college, you study your class, and sometimes you distance from the church. You know, because you're open to the word. Your eyes open. It seems like under your parents before, your word, your world, I clarified, your world. Then when you go to college, when you see the world, it's different. Different. And then there's a confusion. There's like a struggle in your mind. I still have to go to church. Something else. You have all different kind of, in your heart, that kind of struggling. You have to learn how to defend yourself. If you follow your heart to the word of God is depart from you. Eventually, you lose the power of God. You lose the life of God. You can tell. Once you lose, once you cannot see the glory of God, then you're seeking something else in your life. Human has a flesh. They have a desire. Don't underestimate this desire of flesh. It is strong. It's not simple desire. Don't underestimate it. Our human flesh desire, it is strong. If we do not walk away, not walk away, I'm sorry. Sometimes my English is something else, but I have to bring back, okay? If we do not spiritually wake up without sober mind, remember, flesh is very strong. When Jesus mentioned it, right, when he was in Mount Gethsemane, he mentioned that. Your mind, your spirit is willing, but your flesh is weak. Remember, this is a human nature. So when you are in the situation now, actually the most important time, actually. I hope I can. I want to go back to age 20. I think I'd be better. I'll be a better person. I think so. But I cannot go back. No matter how much I stretch myself, I exercise in the gym, doesn't mean that I go back, I cannot go back. No matter how much I put my makeup, myself, my face, I cannot go back. It's impossible. But your time is the best time. Because I put now the magnifying glasses, you are abstract, not clear. So I realized after your age, after 40, whole world become narrow. I learned why old people, they are stubborn. Because their eyes is, they cannot see whole things. So they have to put the magnifying glasses. So once you start to put the magnifying glasses, whole world become very narrow. So I don't know if it's true or wrong, but just I say, it's not truth. But anyway, it's a time, your time, seeking God. I truly encourage you, seeking God with your heart. Yeah. Your life can change. Your life can change. Once your life changes, you can feel that your life is different. Grace of God constantly motivates your life. The world, W-O-R-L-D, world, become a distance, you know that. This world become a tool, not your object of your worship. If this world become an object of worship, then flesh pull you into the word. Simply your life is easier, very easy yourself to bow down to the word. It's very easier because we have a flesh. Remember when the 1 John chapter 2? If you love the word, the love of God is not in your heart. Remember? So in the nature, we have a flesh easily pull to the word. Because light His light is not within us. Then we ruin everything. So Word of God, Psalm 190 mentioned that your word is the lamp of my feet. Here's our direction of guiding light. We can see that everything. When we see the Word of God, we can see everything. Just Jesus himself, I am the light of the Word. How precious. So when you are in this age, in college or over this college in the time, once you're seeking God, the rest of them God will provide for you. I believe so. I truly believe that. That's why Jesus says, seek his kingdom and his righteousness. First, seek his kingdom and his righteousness. Now, I will provide for you what you need in your life. Try, do your best. Do it, see what happened to you. God truly help you. I believe so. Once you later, after 10, 20 years later on, you find out, wow, God lit my life. Because I do not know very well, I do not have many things, but God provide everything what I need. I really thank God. You know, the most important thing in your life is relationship. Do you believe so? I hope you can believe that. Not the worldly things. Don't be proud of because you have a lot of knowledge. Don't be proud of because you get the doctor degrees. Don't be proud of because you have a lot of money. If you have a problem in your relationship, then you lose everything. Because you live in a nice house, because you drive in a nice car so that you can be happy. Of course, 10 days you can be happy. Until somebody scratch your car. You can be happy. But this is just temporary, just little things. It's not a big deal, actually. Hope you can find out this truth. Only the true God, he is the true light. He came to this world as a true light. Believe in him from your heart, truly. See, testing yourself. If I trust in him, if I learn him, his light, how much I can change my life. Hopefully you can experience that. Then you can testify that. Just like Apostle Paul, he testified. Remember when I talk too much, but it's okay. But Stephen, when he died, he see the glory of God. He see the glory of God. When other people stone him, instead of he look at the people who stone him, but he opened his eyes, see the glory of God. It's amazing. I hope because I can do that one day. My eyes always can open to above. I can see the glory of God. Then I can overcome my own flesh. Or my life can ascend. You know, my spiritual life can change. One day I want to do that. You can do it, I can do it. I think you come here to NYTS, I myself come here, so we can pray together, we can share the word of God, we want to do that. Higher ground, the sing him, right? Upon the higher grounds. That's what our goal is. We can see the light of the word. Remember when Jesus, when his three disciples went up to the Mount Figurations, he see the glory of God. That's God himself. Jesus is a true light. I hope we can have this NYTS, you and I, spiritually, we can see the glory of God within our heart. Just like his light striking our heart. If we receive the word of God with faith, this word can work within us. Do you believe so? I believe so. Yeah. Before we go on, since we come here, let's look at the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, for the word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, and piercing as far as the divisions of soul and spirit, of both joints and marrow, able to judge the thought and intention of the heart. That's why, because nothing we can hide in front of God. God knows your heart, what you're thinking. If word of God truly pierce our heart, you and I, at that moment our spirit, because our eyes, spiritual eyes opened. That means we can see God, we can feel God, we can walk with God. This is amazing. Working with God. In the Bible they mention working with the, who's the work with God, remember? Work with God. Enoch worked with God for 300 years. Sometimes work with God is not that easy and simple. If we have a flesh within us, if we follow the flesh, we cannot work with God. That's true. Yeah. I think after he had a son, the Muthsala, and he determined, I think. So I want to work with God. He determined himself. So 300 years he worked with God. And also Noah, he worked with God. What happens, they both walked with God, so God gave them a favor. Their favor in the eyes of God. If you and I will walk with God, which is under his light, then our life will be blessed. I'm sure because you have a lot of issue in your life nowadays. Because you have issue about your job, your career in your life, and also your college life now. College is not that simple, right? Study hard is not that simple. Thank God I'm in normal college. You know, how blessed I myself. Many of you in college, right? You still have to study. Of course, you have a vacation, but we don't have that kind of things. Only GA give us 2 weeks vacation. But sometimes we cannot use two. But when I vacation, then our kids not vacation. When I want to vacation, then it's all different time. But anyway, I'm not talking about the vacation issue, but I was talking about this. I went too much, but I have to come back. I know where I tried talking, so. Yeah, your time is precious. Your time is so precious, and I hope that you can draw near to God, build your relationship with God. So you know, because sometimes if you keep drawing near to God, but you need your effort. Once you draw near to God, one day you can experience when you read the word of God, suddenly your heart is moved. It's sure that it's not you, but Jesus himself within you, that your word becomes seated together, the heart is moved and cried. Have you had that experience? I'm sure you have that experience. Once we are in that stage, our Christian life, if you keep seeking your life, you move by the word of God, because move by the Holy Spirit. You know, the John chapter 16 says, the spirit of the truth lead into the truth, which is truth is light. If we are in the truth, if we are in the light, we experience a different life. So you are in your age. Build your faith close to God. Before you can get the magnifying glasses, then you will be blessed. True. Try to your best. It becomes your blessings. The woman that we have to go back to the woman's, and this is the woman has committed adultery. There's no hope, but he stayed there, and no one there. He's waiting for the grace of God, grace of Jesus. I do not condemn you. Go sin no more. She received the word of confirmation of Lord Jesus Christ, the light. She received the light. Of course, we don't know what happened, what happened after that. But the story doesn't tell us anyway. So that's not an issue. But the thing is, the pictures there, how we can receive the grace of God, the you and I. I am the light of the world. Jesus is the light of the world. Hope that these lights remain with you for the rest of your life. What is the third one there? One, two. Third one. I am. Chapter 10. I am the gate of sheepers, gate of sheepers, right? Yeah, door. I mean door. Gate is too big, so door is better. The door is, I am the door. There's a lot of false prophets. There's a lot of false prophets in this world. And Christianity out there also, a lot of them. Because we have to assure ourselves what I believe. My life, get into this door, is right. You have to define yourself. Do not be confused. There's many doors. There's one, it's only Jesus himself. And through him, we can have eternal life. Of course, everybody says, I'm the gate. We are the gate of a ship. Well, you have to define the true gate. We should not have any confusion of this. If you have any confusions, then you have to open the door. This is the one, get in. Oh, no, next ones. Which door is right? Once you open, somebody is a stranger, then I just visit you, say hi, and then go to the next one. So what are you going to do? What is the true door? Once you open the door, you have to find out the Jesus. Then it becomes a true door then. You can see that there's the blood of Jesus Christ apply you, and then you give you eternal life. Then this is the true door you get in. True. Out there, you go out, search around yourself, find out. Is anyone can compete with as a ten basic belief? Who's the one can compete with us? You can think about it. I'm not saying that I myself. Because you are pastors, you of course you have to say. Otherwise, you're fired from church. I don't want, because if I have that kind of idea, then. I better go out there, do the business, or better do it, earn the money, it's better. Because I'm convinced. The true church, we have a truth that no one can compete with us. We have a perfect truth. There is the born again Christians, right? Born with the water and the spirit. In chapter 3 mentioned that. I just urge, because I'm telling you, you are the firstborn. You are the firstborn. Believe that? Anyway, because some of you may be better. One time at the Houston SSC, I mentioned to the little children, my little friends. Let's turn to the book of Hebrew, chapter 12. Don't think that I find out this verse I myself by like inspiration of God. I find out from here the basic belief. I encourage you to study this one. Really good. After I study, I learned it. Oh, that's an awesome book. And also, if you don't have this, at least you have this one. It's a free. Nobody asks you to any penny. Of course, you can offer to church. The church will be pleased. Will be pleased. What I'm saying is, these two books study. It convinces you. If you're not sure, study these two books. This is too small, but But don't think that there's a little amount. But once you open this one, so many Bible verses. Because I myself go over this one with our youth couple for about 1 year. This one. Wednesday night. After that, wow, thank God. Of course, I studied before, but it keep on digest myself. Wow, it's great. Some says that, wow, that's so boring, you know, that this stuff. You just open the Bible every time scripture here, then next scripture, after 3-4 by, and then after the 1,000, another scripture, Bible verse, another. I know. But once you keep on, you know, the chewing it and digest it, you have to think about it. It's not just for the memory. You think about what's in content there. That you learn that is such a precious. Otherwise, this is boring. We have especially, you know, five doctrine big words written by the, you know, the John Young. That, oh, that's a thief. Oh, how to overcome it. It's an obstacle. Even Bible is an obstacle, right? 66 books, so thick. But I'm sure because you read the web book, is that the thick book? Not you, but the J1, and I think they read Henry Potter. Right? Yeah. That's like a Bible. When I look at the Bible, when a kid is reading this book, say, wow, maybe he read the Bible in that ages. No, it's a Henry Potter storybooks. But anyway, let's go back to Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22. Verse 22, but you have come to Mount Zion and the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to the myriad of angels. Verse 23, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn who are enrolled in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirit of a righteous man made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood, which speak better than the blood of Abel. This is the picture of a true church. Yeah. Once you are, if you are within this, that means you are the, you know, Jesus, I am the door of sheep. So we are getting to the door. This, we are the getting to the door. This, the Mount of Zion, the city of living, we're talking about the church nowadays, heavenly Jerusalem, not the physical Jerusalem. Remember, Jesus defined the Jerusalem. John chapter 4, remember? He defined, not here, but not in Jerusalem. But now the time to define the Jerusalem is not the physical Jerusalem, but spiritual Jerusalem. So if you are true worshiper, let you to be a true worshiper, right? Then you can God seeking those who true worship with the truth and spirit. Now we go back to here, verse 23. The general assembly. This is the general assembly. Believe so. This is the general assembly. We are all here. And the church of the firstborn. If you are not the firstborn, you're supposed not to be here. Anybody here come here for seeking the truth and not baptized yet? Come here to listen, I mean to learn the truth? I'm very sorry because I discriminate you right away. So I ask you sorry. But since you are not, right, you're all baptized, so we are okay. So you and I, we are firstborn. You know firstborn, how precious the firstborn. God always seeking the firstborn. But you and I, we are the firstborn. Yeah, we talk about the firstborn tonight. Because this firstborn is very precious. And also that we are getting to the door of the sheep gate. Narrow gate. I mean narrow door. We walk in the narrow way. How precious we are. It's okay, somebody else say, who cares? I'm in the firstborn. You know what the Isaac? Isaac was a persecution by Ishmael. Remember, that's why Abraham decided to they take them out of the house. But anyway, we can continue to talk about the I am the door of the ship. Please remind me, you know, what I'm. Then you can just we can continue. Let's pray in silence. Amen.